Welcome to another episode of Over Ask. Eric and I were talking before Zachary came on. You might be the most famous person we've ever had on.
No.
We've been researching you. Zachary Faust, Zachary Loft, we don't know what to call him. We don't even really know what you do at this point. You do so much shit. You're a real estate agent. You're a TikTok, 1.6 million on TikTok?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The it's weird.
How you're a Clubhouse moderator extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Every time we go on the app, you're in a room, you're moderating a room.
Yeah.
How do you find the time of day?
I don't. I do seven things at once and okay. I do them all poorly.
Okay. So give us our audience your elevator pitch, because like I said, you do so much, we wouldn't be able to do it justice.
A quick, easy elevator pitch. I got into the real estate world at 23. Now 27, walked in as an idiot, still am. And because of that trait, I've, you know, become a sponge for all things knowledge. So I love Clubhouse. I'm willing to try things early, hence TikTok. And yeah, overall, I just think that I just want to be the dumbest person in the room for the rest of my life. I've enjoyed that position. And it's led to an esports team, marketing company, and real estate company. So I'm just going to kind of continue that line of thinking.
Yeah, that's...
Well, you're not the dumbest person in the room in this specific room.
I don't know. They said that I'm the most famous person you've interviewed. Meanwhile, you've been in every single podcast, so I don't know if that's true.
1.6 million, though.
That's like, I always tell people with TikTok, though, like, if you're trying to compare a TikTok following to Instagram following, take a zero off of your TikTok following, and that's what you got on Instagram.
That's 160,000.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah, easily. And that's why I see people... I hope they're listening. People in Clubhouse rooms like, I'm the TikTok guru. I'm this, I'm that. And I'm just listening like, you have 80,000 followers. Like, it's not that difficult to do. A couple viral videos and boom.
So what happened? How did that happen? Was it one video and you just blew up?
Oh, no, I paid for them all.
100%. Oh, sweet.
I'm in debt. It's just video by video, throwing stuff at the wall, seeing what sticks. And yeah, I mean, finding some of the dumbest stuff I post goes viral, and some of the stuff I work the hardest on, I'm super proud of, does nothing. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that's every content creator. I'm sure, Eric, you've gone through that with the broke agent page, but
yeah,
you know, a lot of times it's the stuff I put the most effort and thought into, and people are like, we hate this. So
did,
I don't know.
Did you,
it's just been consistency.
Did you start your TikTok to grow your real estate brand? Cause you're a realtor in Delaware, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you didn't start with real estate content. What did you start with?
Life content. Because I know, you know, God forbid I lost my license, had to sell cars, ended up getting a 9-to-5. When I'm 35, jump back into some entrepreneurial venture selling something. One thing will stand true for the rest of my life. I'll always be me. So I'm always gonna have the stories. I'm always gonna have the memories. I'm always gonna have the thoughts. So I've kind of viewed it from that perspective of I'd much rather somebody know me for me, be sold on me, know and trust the community we've built together, because I'm nothing without that community. You know, similar kind of Gary Vaynerchuk. I don't think he expected to own a marketing company that's as vast and large as it is now, with an esports company and a sports agency company, when he was making videos about wine.
True.
That's true. You're very insightful.
Yeah, you got a great radio voice too.
Oh my God, incredible radio. But we were talking about that. You're an awesome moderator on Clubhouse. That's where we really connected. And that's why it's such a great app. You really can make friends off this app, and it's growing other things.
You know why I like you two though? And I think why we vibe so easily? We don't care what other people think.
Ooh, not so sure about that.
Eric does.
At a mass scale. I'm not talking about, you know, or you know what? Actually, I'm talking more to mass scale. At mass, you can care. It's the minute stuff. It's that troll. It's that DM. It's like, who cares?
Like, yes.
At mass, of course, you want to continue to grow yourself, and you care that, you know, you have 100,000 followers instead of 200, or, you know, you care that you aren't at the point someone else is, but use it as fuel, not as a way of preying on yourself or becoming your own DIY bully in your head.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just so fascinated by your TikTok, Clubhouse, Instagram, all this shit. Okay. Because I just want followers. So, Clubhouse, you were saying you're making some pretty good passive income off TikTok.
Yeah. Decent. Nothing crazy.
Six grand a month.
On a good month, on a good month. I kind of took late December into January off as I started to have an affair with Clubhouse. So not as much there, but I let it sit and then I just kind of throw it into a investment. Like pretty much my studio I'm building downstairs is because of TikTok. I just kind of let the account go up and I'm like, okay, what do I want to spend on? So
are you getting this money from the TikTok app itself just through views, or are you doing actual like influencer marketing?
Oh no, I turn all those down. I hate it.
So you could get paid just by getting views on TikTok?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your, 10,000? I think it's like over 10,000 followers.
10,000.
And you have to get, yeah, it's not much. And then you have to have a certain amount of views for the last 30 days and you have to be over 18. So sorry, Matt. And then, but honestly, the money's not that good. When people talk about the monetization, well, if you want to make money on social media, make a podcast and get advertising or go on YouTube. Because the CPM on TikTok is awful.
That's what we're doing. Hey, yeah, we're fucking making, you wouldn't even believe what we're making right now for this.
It's ridiculous.
Fucking
this
crazy.
Is where, but this is where stuff like this starts. Like TikTok is a means to an end on another platform. It's a bridge platform, similar to Clubhouse. You know, no one's going to make big bucks on Clubhouse. They're making big bucks by sending people to a third party external site that they're finding the people from on Clubhouse. You can't make money internally on Clubhouse, at least as of now. But YouTube is like this all-inclusive hub. And when they get YouTube shorts, it's going to be crazy. But that could take up the whole conversation. And
yeah, I was telling Eric about the YouTube shorts. You're very big on that. We don't even really know what it is yet. So it's YouTube.
I've posted one video. I'm just very big on the get in now. This is like $300 Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Like it's Google's trust fund, baby, YouTube. Like they're not going to let it fail.
So what is it? It's short form video on YouTube?
It's TikTok on YouTube. That's what it is. So when people are saying, oh, it's a flash in the pan, it's going to be like IGTV's app. It's going to be like, whatever. I'm like, so we're taking a concept that's taken over the world in the last 2 years, short form video. We're incorporating the same exact algorithm that's taken over the world in TikTok. And we're placing it on the world's largest search platform other than Google on the planet. By the way, they're also backed financially, analytically, and employee-wise by Google. I don't really see a reason why it can't take over the world. And it's an American-based company. So who knows who they could nudge left or right to say, oh yeah, remember that that controversy we had back in September? Let's throw some more flame on that fire.
So is this something that you film directly on your phone, like vertical video, kind of TikTok style editing on YouTube, or is it like
you can upload
traditional too. Upload?
It's both. Right now you can just upload, but here in mid-March, they'll be bringing the actual internal reel feature to the studio on YouTube. And that's where I think people will start getting more into it and excited about it. But it's going to be big. It's just flat out. I don't see a single reason why it's not. And they have all the money in the world to pay the Charlie D'Amelios and the Iron Sanctuaries and the Beer Bong Johns of the world. Here's $3 million. You have 72 hours to tell your followers you're deleting your TikTok account and you're on shorts now exclusively.
Damn, that's what you should do.
They would give me $50 and a pack of gum and I'd say no. So it's going to be something that's going to take over. I don't see a reason why it wouldn't.
Yeah, it sounds like it's right in our, sounds like it's right in our wheelhouse. And I've heard you talk about it on Clubhouse. Cause I mean, I especially do a lot of short form video. Holy shit.
Words are hard.
Yes. I don't do really anything over 4 minutes. I think I have one video over 4 minutes, you know, it's really? All like a minute to 2.5 minutes.
Oh, so like your Drake video. Oh,
thanks, man.
That's so good.
Thanks, man. He hasn't called yet, but whatever. You know, that's a different.
But you got shared onto the Broke Agent page. So
yeah.
I have not had that luxury yet. I'm not good enough. So.
Have you not?
No.
Well,
I don't think so. No.
Yeah, but you have 1.6 million TikTok followers.
Yeah, you don't need me. You're dwarfing me right now.
No.
So I need to. We need to.
Yeah, let's reset here.
Let's reset the room, PTR.
Yeah, let's reset the room as you would do in a Clubhouse moderation. I'm still like your goal on TikTok. So it wasn't to grow a real estate brand. It was just
to look at me.
You started kind of doing comedy skits. Like, did you look at the TikTok app for hours before to kind of see what type of content you wanted to do, or what was your goal with it?
I got it because I shot a video for a really, really good friend of mine. I'll preface. I had it because of him. I downloaded it in April of 2019 for the second time. First time I downloaded it in February 2019, immediately deleted it. I'm like, this is stupid.
It's like me.
And then April came along and I ended up shooting a proposal video for my boy. He said, I'm going to propose. We're at this event. Can you act like you're just filming the event, but like document the whole thing? Like, sure. Got you. Gave him the video, short little minute, something. Posted on TikTok, got 60,000 views. And I was like, pardon? Got six, like with four zeros. So I'm like, maybe I need to pay a little bit more attention to this. Cause I got it for the memes. I got it to scroll and enjoy content. And being a young imbecile, I like my content quickly. And when my Instagram pages that I look at don't have any new content, I'm like, oh, now what? I have to sit and watch Discovery Channel documentaries. So I got it for that. I made an occasional video and I told one story about being in the military and it got like 30,000 views. I was like, okay. And then I told another one, I got nothing. And I slowly got the lesson that TikTok's about just throwing content at the wall and seeing what sticks. And so I just started making a lot of it. Ended up finding my niche, ended up getting better at my niche, finding more of my audience, and kind of just looked up one day and I had 100,000 followers. I'm like, huh, this is weird.
What was that niche? Was it military content?
It was just stories. I just telling stories from my life. I got suspended in fourth grade by my Australian teacher for selling paper footballs and running a paper football business out of our classroom. I raked leaves and shoveled snow, even when there wasn't snow on the ground or leaves to rake. I literally joined the Army when I was 17 years old, deployed, got screwed over 1,800 times, ended up getting demoted twice, got fired from two different jobs, went to Department of Corrections because obviously they have the personality of a prison guard, and ended up writing the business plan for Loft Realty in prison after being forcibly made a realtor by my old elementary school principal who helped suspend me for selling paper footballs in fourth grade by my Australian teacher.
Full circle.
Holy shit. So were you just selfie mode?
Yeah.
Telling a story?
Still is. Yeah. That's, I haven't really moved off that.
And just anything
that,
it's incredible.
Any form of content that comes, I'll try anything, you know, I'll try anything once. So I tell my wife. So the concept of TikTok is it's the Wild West, you know, there's no real wrong way to do it. Just fall within the guidelines of 60 seconds and vertical and try.
See, that's interesting because when I've done the broke agent content on TikTok, I tried to kind of steer away from real estate stuff and did just a couple random comedy videos and they completely flopped. And then I was like, fuck this. I'm just going to stick to real estate videos.
Because
I heard like you have to have a specific niche when you're trying to grow a brand on TikTok, but it sounds like you kind of were just telling stories. So I guess maybe it was that format that was specific in itself that attracted people.
I would argue I do have a very specific brand though, but it's just my brand's me.
Right.
So especially you having a full brand of the broke agent, I don't see why you can't duplicate your content. I guess the only problem that comes with your content is most of its image, video.
Yeah. No one wants to see your face. So yeah, your brand is all behind your key. So as soon as you show your face, everyone's
are we doing the clubhouse routine again?
Yeah. I'm fucking out.
I think you go the route of following every single realtor that makes TikToks and be the house of highlights of real estate for TikTok.
Take everyone else's, like when
ESPN comments, do we have the right to use this video? And people get all excited. Like they would get the same excitement from seeing the broke agent ask for their video. Like, oh my God, I'm going to be on the broke agent.
That's kind of the goal with the Instagram and Facebook platform. That's why I'm trying to post more videos of Matt and submissions and my stories kind of becoming that, but that's definitely a good idea too, because creating all these TikToks myself, although I was doing it a lot like at the start of the pandemic, and I had one that went viral, got like 500,000 views, which is sick.
And you already have the brand
that
makes people excited to see your name pop across. Like no one's excited about me. Like, can I use your video? They're like, who the hell are you?
So how loyal are those TikTok followers? Would you say
followers super loyal? The algorithm's not loyal.
Right.
If somebody is inactive from their TikTok app or just doesn't interact with any of my content for like a 7-day window, I like disappear off the face of the earth from them unless I go viral again.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So what's your top platform right now for social? What do you like to use? What do you suggest people use if they're just starting?
That's a loaded question, honestly, because there's you just got to be self-aware. You got to be self-aware. Like I see some boring ass people try to get on TikTok and it just doesn't work. And they would be much better suited writing blogs, LinkedIn, and Facebook. And they'd kill it. I'm terrible at copy. And then there's people who are awful at copy and try to be this prim and proper realtor. Meanwhile, I know they're drunk 3 days a week and they have this awesome lifestyle that no one really, like, they never talk about it because it's not professional, that would destroy it as a brand on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube and MySpace. Hell, go for it. Like, I just found out the other day you can still make an account on MySpace.
MySpace? Yeah. That's incredible. I'll be back. Top five friends.
I'm back. Yeah, I need to reset my song on my page.
Such a great way to get in girls' heads is to switch your number 7 to your number 8 just out of nowhere. It just is a little hard to get move right there.
Absolutely.
Show up 7th grade, they're like, "Well, I was just number 6, now I'm number 8. What the hell is going on?"
I love
so genius little move.
The painful nostalgia is real.
Yeah. That was crazy that we just got to rank people like that.
Isn't it really? That would never fly today.
Never.
That would never fly. They even took the there was at one point Snapchat, your best friends were public, and they got rid of that.
Yeah.
Because people were all up in their feelings, like Drake.
And Tom was always in your top friends.
Tom had to be. Tom was the boy who got you.
I thought you meant Tom Ferry.
No. Yeah, but that's a good segue into Tom. So you're affiliated with Tom Ferry in what way?
Are you a coach?
I'm in his coaching program. Yeah, 100%. I'm kind of dabbling left and right with jumping into their coaching program. They're shifting things up a little bit here and there. So, and especially with COVID, kind of put things on hold. They're doing an amazing job at pivoting their content and the knowledge that they have to hit clients in the here and now space. There's so many courses and classes and coaches that are just regurgitating like the same 7 things they've been saying for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. The Tom Ferry organization is so good at constantly shifting, constantly moving. And for me, going in as a possible coach, you know, that's kind of put things on hold. But I've kind of filled that gap in my life where now I do have a social media course that I do. It's short term, it's 30 days. But going through, how did I get here on TikTok? How do you set up your Instagram? How do you grow on YouTube? Like all that good stuff. So
that's a... Like I said at the beginning of this, you just do so much. I mean, what is your main...
Yeah, I own a Dungeons & Dragons room, too. We meet on Saturdays. I don't, but...
Oh, okay.
that was a joke.
I wouldn't
you
fucking
do own a. You do own an esports team, though.
Yeah, and I stream. That's actually one of the biggest reasons. That and YouTube are the 2 biggest reasons I'm building a studio downstairs.
What games do you stream?
I'm awful. I compare myself to the Thin Tin, the Tap Man. People watch me because I'm terrible. But I play Warzone and just any like meme party games like Fall Guys. I played Among Us when it was going around. I'll play dumb games like Rust and Ark just to like play with other people. My Discord has a Minecraft server that I log on every now and then. I'm like, you guys need to go outside. Like, I don't know how you're doing all this. Like the Great Pyramid of Giza like greets you as soon as you walk in. And then there's like literally someone built a statue of me that's like way too realistic. Like it's disturbing.
Someone built a statue of you in a game.
Yeah. Yeah. In Minecraft where it's basically just like Windows 97 Legos. Jesus. Pretty much.
One of your TikTok followers.
Yeah. Most of the Discords come from TikTok followers. I have 10,000 people in the Discord, which is basically like Slack.
Holy shit.
But for like Gen Z.
Yeah. I'm in a Discord for cryptocurrency. It's just a bunch
of moon boys
telling what coin to jump on.
Yeah, there's definitely it's just an organized group chat for a given just topic point. The topic point in there is just, hey, we all follow this weirdo on TikTok. Let's be a community. And it's yielded some great friends. Like two personal assistants came from Discord, and they're great. Esports team came because of Discord, and now we have 40 people to play. One of our trios just broke the world record on Warzone, which is pretty cool. But
damn,
wasn't me.
Jesus. So what's your main source of income? Real estate?
Yeah, it's real estate. I did 62 deals last year, real estate. I've recently shifted my team format to where now I'm basically the quote unquote, and this is the stupidest name ever, the rainmaker, basically the one who finds the leads, gets the leads. I've partnered with my dad as my on the ground, boots to the ground type person, the one opening the doors and doing the listing appointments. His first month, he's got like 13 under contract, so he's doing okay. Wow. And I get 35% of every deal. I put a lot of it toward remarketing, but that's a good source of income. And then the coaching side of things, right? It's not coaching, it's, you know, the course. I charge $500 for the 30-day course. You know, it's not a really big investment. I don't charge 10 grand like some of these people. I really want it to be affordable, but I want the value to be there. And that's another source of income. I invest a lot of money into stocks. So I'm kind of in a little bit of a limbo right now because I'm actually like, I didn't have any buying power in the stock market crash. I'm like, I want to buy more. and looking to buy some rental properties. That's what I really, really, really want to get into.
That's what I'm.
And my OnlyFans account, of course. I get most of my money from OnlyFans.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because that's where I get most of mine too.
Oh, easy, man. Easy.
I sell mustache pictures.
Oh, see, I'm on a different OnlyFans. I take pictures of like ceiling fans and like rotating fans and like
literally fans.
Yeah, literally fans. Yeah, right. That's what it's called. It's not called OnlyFans. It's called literally fans.
Literally fans.
Yeah, I go to like Lowe's and I'll take pictures of like the, you know, the display section.
That's incredible. Should create a fake Instagram called OnlyFans. Just pictures of fans. That's genius.
OnlyFans.
Okay, that's really good. I know enough about TikTok to know if somebody made that TikTok account, it would 100% go viral.
Well, I'm doing it right after this. So
we should 100% do that. I mean, I'm going to spend all my time just fielding submissions of fans for the next like 3 months.
There's a TikTok account I follow just reviews sinks. He goes into different bathrooms and gives a review on their sinks, like hotels, restaurants.
I need to find something to review. I'm going to fucking review shit.
Fans.
You got me thinking. Yeah, fans. Oh. Hey, that's incredible.
You could review houses like after a showing, you know, like a Portnoy pizza review. You just walk out of a house and just give it a 1 to 10 rating.
Bro, I want to so badly. A friend of mine actually had that idea like 2.5 years ago of doing literal honest reviews on homes, but there's just no way to do it that won't piss too many people off.
Yeah, like
if it's your own listing, you're going to piss your clients off. If it's not your listing, you're going to piss the agent off.
True.
I kind of do that already, but just not in review form. I kind of talk about things on stories and stuff. I'll talk about houses. And actually had when I first started, it was my main outlet before I got very into social. I would write like a blog and send it out to my newsletter, and I would review houses, and it would mostly be like shit reviews.
I think it would garner, you know, I kind of go against my own line of thinking that you need to hunt for your 20. Like it's 20% of people that will really, really vibe with you. That idea, the 80%, terrifies me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because people get so like, they have no sense of humor. And I know Eric, out of all people, I know you get those DMs and those comments of people who
yesterday I posted a video of a clearly just blacked out drunk woman who was falling backwards. I don't know if you saw that one.
Yeah, the ones is like when you're calling about like the ninth showing or something like that. Or no, yeah, you said something about
like,
inspection report.
Like when you've slammed a bunch of martinis and your client calls to talk about the chimney inspection. And then I got a comment immediately saying like, this person's disabled. And the person was not disabled, I'm pretty sure. I think she was hammered. But then I got some other comments, and then I started feeling horrible about it. Called Matt. I was like, should I pull this post? What's going on? I messaged the woman that commented saying it was disabled, saying this person's not disabled. It's a drunk person. So,
but I had seen that person, and everyone kept saying she was drunk.
Yes.
But this happened. I was telling Eric, this happened to me today with the because in the Drake video, I say I'm award-winning, and I show all my soccer trophies. So I had a picture of me looking like super serious with the trophies behind me. And I posted that in a real estate Facebook group today. And I just said, winners win, hashtag award winner. And then people got so fucking mad.
Real estate Facebook groups are horrifying places.
They were people like, waiting. Dude, these are fucking soccer trophies. Are you kidding me? We all know. I was like, of course, you know, there's a fucking gold fucking guy kicking a ball in the background. Of course, you know it's a soccer trophy. They get mad.
I'm more disappointed you didn't put a quote from Drake's trophies.
Drake can't see that. So, you know, I only go all That's Drake. Fair.
So you just got to tag him, use the trophy sound on Instagram, and just use that picture.
True. Smart. That's true. So, like, we could probably talk for 5 hours because you just like I said, you do so much, and we talk on Clubhouse a lot. We've had some great clubhouses. We've had some terrible clubhouses.
The ones where Eric decides to sit in the audience and never come up.
He doesn't like to come up that much.
There's a lot of bullying going on in Clubhouse. I've talked to Matt about this. Not bullying in the sense that people are bullying people into like bullying people within conversation, but bullying people to speak. I'm just sitting there. I mean, you DM'd me And then did a voice DM, which Matt doesn't like. Matt doesn't like those voice DMs.
I love voice DMs. Yeah, I do voice text.
Yeah, but you got a voice. You got a voice.
When you messaged me and I listened to it, I was like, damn, this guy's legit. I know we had like one conversation before, but it's a great tactic when you're reaching out to someone to do a voice DM, because it's just so much more effective. And you're just like, hey, man, what's up? It's Zach. Like, would love to do a clubhouse room. And I just kind of said like, yes. And then out of nowhere, we were scheduled for the Tom Ferry moderation clubhouse room.
Zach, he scheduled me in one after this.
Right.
At six.
Yeah. The real estate broker lunch. That's William Tong's room. I'm excited because I'm talking with, it's probably not going to be the, it's, I'm probably not going to get to the top to talk dog. What kind of words are coming out of my damn mouth? I'm probably not going to get to talk to the top dog today, but I'm co-modding a room with Ryan Serhart's content creators. Or Sternhard, or however the hell
is Sirhan?
Sir Lancelot, whatever his name is.
You better get that right before you
die. The beautiful man like, sells homes on Bravo.
Like Raphael and stuff? Raphael and Jason Puma and stuff?
I do believe Raphael, Cody, and one of them starts with an S. I have to look at the co-mods, but I don't think he'll be in this one. But I'm like, okay, if I can just keep a good relationship. Like, Cody's a dope dude. I love chatting with him. And he actually asked me for TikTok advice for Ryan. So I was like, this will be really cool if they use the advice. Like, now I could say I'm involved.
Hold them to that. But, and just be like, I'm Ryan Serhant's TikTok creator advisor. I would
send
take
an invoice.
Yeah.
TikTok services rendered.
I would milk that.
I want to get back to that Tom Ferry room real quick, because I just want to know how all of that came to be. Because that's something that you set up, that you were like, hey, I want to get Tom, I want to get Jason, I want to get Eric, I want to get Matt. Or was this something that was already in the works? How was Mark Davidson scheduled? How did this happen?
I'll answer most of the question. So
okay.
So
is this a sensitive subject?
I mean, I'll answer as well as I can.
Okay. We can edit out anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause the room did get crazy, but, so Jason, I love Jason. Me and Jason Pantana have been connected now for a good like year and a half now. I knew I finally made it when him and Tom were on a podcast together, and Jason brought up me and I was like, what? And then Tom's like, oh, that TikTok thing, do we really want to talk about it? And then he then said my name. He said, oh, that Faust guy. And I was like, he tried to pronounce my name, like, that's pretty cool. And remaining meeting time, oh, we only got 9 minutes, let's rock. So we're rocking on the free version of Zoom.
Hey, right. Edit that part out. Now, it usually extends an extra 15 minutes. We're good to go. Don't worry about the time. Yeah.
Oh, good. I totally forgot about that. Can we just upgrade here? Holy fuck.
This is not the free version of Zoom.
This is not. I'm so happy we're operating on the premium version of Zoom. The room, really, I hit up Tom. I just texted him and said, hey, man, can we do a topic on branding? He said, sure. And then I'd hit you up. And then I asked Tom for a time, and they didn't give me a time. And then I hit you up. And then I was like, cool, I'm going to ask Tom for a time. And I remember you were like, wait, we're doing this with Tom too? Which apparently I missed that subject. But yeah, I mean, Tom invited Mark. Tom invited the two females who are amazing. I can't remember their names. They're fantastic.
They're
really cool.
They're nice, yeah.
And I invited Jason. You invited Matt. So that was really how it came about. I really just made two connections and said, yo, let's do a clubhouse. I'm just all about, like, one thing I've found more and more of is when you start to have a little bit of pull with like two people, you have a much better chance of getting either of them by having both of them. Because like, for example, like the Dippity Do marketing thing, I can't remember the name. I didn't mean to make it sound stupid. I'm really excited for it, actually.
The digital deep dive?
Digital deep dive, exactly.
Dippity Do is what I gelled my hair with to look like Ricky Martin in grade six.
But I mean, something like that, it's a little easier to get a Gary Vaynerchuk when you already have a Tom Ferry on the panel. And then it's easier to get everyone else when you already have Tom Ferry and Gary Vaynerchuk on the panel. So
yeah, and Matt Leonetti and
easily.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so, I see where you're going with this.
Yes. So, I mean, that's kind of the weird style of influencer marketing I'm trying to do. Is like, okay, let me connect with the people I want to connect with, like that I actually want to network with, break bread with, like be friends and connect with. Like, I love your content, Matt. I come to love your content. Like, I didn't really know you before Eric, and then he said Matt's coming with us. I was like, cool, who's Matt? And I looked at your content. I'm like, I'm gonna love Matt. This is great. And me and Jason talk the same marketing language, and Tom's probably the most down to earth, like growth mindset person you'll ever meet ever. And can I say one thing? Everyone talks about all these superpowers this man has. And Tom, if you're listening to this, you're probably not, because you're busy and we're like 30 minutes into this, but his greatest superpower is memory. This man will remember someone's dog's name and their birthday just by seeing them once 8 years ago. It's the most incredible thing ever. Like he recognized me from one video he saw like a year ago. I was at the Tom Ferry Elite Retreat, and he, over a crowd of people, he went, "Zach," and grabbed me by the shoulder. I'm like, "You know my name?" And it's just, it's insane to me.
Yeah, he's super legit. He makes you feel really important anytime he's within a conversation with you. He's had me in his office a couple of times, and you know, devoted a lot of time to kind of like mentoring me, which is really cool. And
super cool,
you know, this is when I had absolutely no direction. So Tom has been, you know, awesome to have his support like throughout this entire broker.
Now, has your career always been the real estate entertainment? Like, are you still producing realtor? Like, let me interview you.
You wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. But yeah, I'm still a real estate agent, but the goal is to not sell real estate in like the next 2 months. So this is kind of becoming my main focus.
Dude, YouTube shorts.
Yeah, YouTube shorts, TikTok.
Yeah, but like I said, he can't be on the camera. This
you don't
like,
have
this,
to be, dude.
This episode is going to do way worse.
Dude, my TikTok's crushed, man. 500,000 views, one video, acting like I burnt down my own listing.
Yeah, I mean, just
rap videos.
Yeah.
The rap videos should probably,
should be wiped off. Yes.
I mean, just start being the house of highlights, but for real estate.
Yeah. No, I like that. I think that's a really good move.
The place that people, I mean, people go to your content right now for your own curated memes. And of course you share other people's stuff. Yep. Like if it's really, really good to share it in the page, but a lot of stuff you'll share in your story.
Mm-hmm.
Do that on TikTok, bro. And I promise you that will kill. It really will.
I think that's a good move.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Cause you are like cream of the crop in terms of this space.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Broke Agent brand, everyone really knows it. Mm-hmm. There's a couple others. That's good. I just want to go back to we have the premium Zoom. I don't know. Zach is.
I misspoke. You know, my apologies.
I don't know what the fuck, you know, we have it.
It's probably my 5 minute timer that's on my computer. My parents still have a security code to make sure I'm not on the computer all day.
So no, this is like the Oscars. This is Oscars. Like your speech, like fucking wrap this up. Cause we got shit to do. that's the music. Okay. We execute that in ourselves.
I just wanted one more thing about the clubhouse, just because I'm interested in how this gets set up, because Matt and I were talking and we like clubhouse crashing. We like kind of going into rooms that we weren't necessarily invited to originally because there's less pressure. We're not moderators. When you're a moderator, I feel like what you're going to say is kind of more preachy, a little less authentic than just kind of popping in, like giving your two cents. So when you set up that room, Tom kind of started moderating the room. Was this something that was, you know, planned out, or was it just like, hey, the room is starting, and then Tom kind of knows everybody, so he decided to call on people?
Tom is you know, and me and Jason have had this conversation, and it's just everyone has their own style.
Yeah,
you know, Tom's style is panel, and he does a really freaking good job at it. Mm-hmm. Clubhouse isn't panel-y, so it sometimes comes off a little different, but that's the beauty of it right now. It's so new. You can just try whatever you want. Like I've seen people do literal talent shows in Clubhouse and they got votes by people changing their profile pictures to thumbs up or thumbs down. Like
what were they doing in the talent shows? Like beatboxing,
like singing, comedy, like just poetry. It was, cool. It was weird. That's my opinion. Weird. It was weird. But Shark Tank has ran a mini episode in Clubhouse where they literally heard pitches. Like, It's all over the place. So with Tom, he just jumps in. He's like, I know everybody. I'm the common denominator between all these people. I'm going to run it, which is, he's the smartest dude in the room. He's the most, you know, obviously popular, famous, whatever words you want to put to it, dude. And the most valuable person to the room. So it's always a pleasure having him in there. And it'll be interesting, like how everybody starts adjusting their style of moderating rooms. So, you know, because like the real estate broker agent lounge, which if you're on Clubhouse and you're a realtor, the broker agent lounge on Facebook is where you can find like the link for it. But if you follow me on TikTok, you'll see it, or on Clubhouse. I'm confusing them all. like that's just conversation, chat, Q&A from people that just want answers to questions. I love that format. That's my favorite.
Yeah. So will you moderate a room with Eric and I?
Yeah, easily. What are we doing?
Good. I don't know.
Can we just talk about our dietary plan? Like I have a goal at one point of making a room and making the sub like 4 or 5 moderators that are just beasts in something. And then we just all name the room after something none of us have any idea about and just pretend, try and go as long as we can, convincing people we're experts on it.
Just talk about Metamucil for 30 straight minutes.
Eric and I can just talk about real estate.
Matt, do you even know what Metamucil is?
No. Yeah, I know what it is, but I don't partake.
No, it's fiber. Like old people kind of take it to have, you know, cleaner poops, but I take it, you know, just to work everything out.
Yes. Well, on that note, I mean,
anyway.
Yeah, on that note, we're going to call it quits there because Eric made it really weird. We will host a clubhouse together. That'll be fantastic. Easy. Zach, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it. You are you're a famous dude and you're busy and we appreciate your time.
I'm glad you think my time is worth anything. So I'm glad to give off that perception. We also need to get like, oh, Eric, you know any more real estate memers? Like, is there anyone even close to you in the real estate?
Actually, Agents has a big following. There's Laughing Realtor, The Drunk Realtor. There's a bunch of...
The Drunk Realtor, I know them.
Yeah.
Let's get them all in a room, dude. And myself and Stephen Kim. I'll try and get like people like Tyler Whitman. Just all the people who see the benefits of the entertainment side of real estate all in one room.
Yeah, I like that.
Let's do it.
Where can people follow you?
Huh?
Where can people follow you?
Say it quick, not for any reason.
Yeah, no reason at all. Zachary Loft on TikTok, Instagram, Clubhouse. Follow me on Instagram and DM me. I'd love to have a conversation with you. But that's it. So my security timer is about to run out, so I got to get off, guys. Thanks. I don't want to cut off. So
thanks so much for coming, dude.
Appreciate you guys.